Hi, my name is Paul Dunay, and welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Catherine Brown, Director of Enterprise Social Networking for Dotster. So welcome to the podcast, Catherine.
Thank you, Paul.
Excellent. So today we're going to explore how social networking is moving beyond the youth market into business. So, Catherine, give us your view on how and why social networking is expanding beyond the youth market into business. How's that happening, and what's your take on that?
Okay, great. Well, as you say, and as we all know, social networking did start with teenagers. As the technology is starting to mature, more and more businesses are seeing the benefit of social networking in a couple of ways. One, they're starting to advertise on existing social networks, and they're doing this because more adults are starting to be showing up on these social networks. And second, they're creating their own business social networks. In this case, I actually think that social network might be the wrong word. Something more like online user community of their own customers, their own vendors, employees, et cetera. And they can do this through a customizable, what we call a white label social networking product. And by white label, I mean that it is designed with their branding and can be either a standalone community or as a community tab on the current website that they already have. And it can be used either as a customer-facing community or one that connects up with their intranet, for example, if they want something between employees at different offices to be able to communicate. Now, these communities actually have been shown to provide a lot of benefits to companies. They can reduce customer service costs, improve customer retention. I think a study by McKinsey showed that community users visit a site 9 times more often and have approximately 4 times as many page views than people that are not part of the community. So once the customers are there and the community is going, it really can provide companies with a great marketing tool.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's a great stat, the 9 times and the amount of page views. I think that's a really good stat. Do you have any ideas on how to sort of get them into the community? I mean, it's one thing, you know, to enjoy the spoils of having a community further down the line. You know, it's another thing to start from a standing start with a white label community or even a private-based community. Do you have any, like, best practices or ideas there that you might want to share with the audience?
Yeah. The first thing I think the company needs to do is determine what is the business reason for creating the social network. Who are your customers, and what is the information that they would like to see? What would they talk about? What problems do they have? What are future issues that might be brought up? Once you do that, when you're really focused on your customer, it gives them a reason to come back to your site. So you develop your site around what you think the customers would want. And it may not be 1,000 features like you might see on a Facebook or a MySpace with avatars, et cetera, et cetera. It could be 5 or 6 great features. You could have the customers do their own blogs. You could have the Ask the Expert forums, videos, that kind of thing. Then we do recommend that you let your customers know that this community is available with some sort of marketing tool, some sort of perhaps an email blast offering some discount to get customers coming to the site. Once they're there, then you want to make sure that you're populating the site with fresh content in order to keep them coming back, so to get some momentum.
Now, do you think it's better for bigger companies, smaller companies? I mean, can companies of all sizes sort of harness the power of this?
I think that companies of all sizes, I think what the area to look at is what is the product, what is the industry. Obviously, a large enterprise can definitely benefit from an intranet as well as a customer-facing website. For smaller companies, areas like food and wine, entertainment, high-end consumer products, areas where people like to talk about the product, that's a good space for a small to medium business to look at.
So, I mean, it begs the question about, you know, what about the B2B ball bearing manufacturer or the, you know, the consumer banana manufacturer, you know, or even the professional services firm that sells consulting like my own. So, I mean, you know, Is it still a rich environment for someone like that?
Yeah, I think that if you can do what I said before and think about what is the business reason that customers would want to come to your site. So for maybe a ball bearing manufacturer, for example, is there customer support you can provide? Is there tips and tricks for, you know, on your house? I said that badly. Are there tricks and tips for house improvement or areas that are related to your product that you might be able to keep customers interested in coming? But definitely, I wouldn't just put up a community just for the sake of putting up a community.
Right. Now, out of the communities that you've got going, are you seeing, you know, real insightful consumer data, you know, being gathered there? I mean, what can you tell us about that?
Well, this is interesting because this is one of the great reasons for having your own online community. If you have a page or advertise on a Facebook or a MySpace, you don't actually own the customer data. But what we're going to be able to start seeing is once you have your internal data, you can do data mining, you can do semantic searches. So if a customer said, I would like to see this feature, you'll be able to search and find that 55 women, for example, said that they wanted this feature, men wanted another feature, and you can really start to parse through and better target your products and services in the future using the customer data you get.
Okay. All right. I like that idea. Any best practices as far as maybe the number one mistake you might see businesses doing when it comes to starting their own social network?
Yes, definitely. One mistake, I think, is to be too limited in the scope and what you provide customers. Customers don't just want to come to the site to read about your product promotion. You need to expand beyond that. For example, if you were a winery, people love to talk about wine, all aspects of it, like how it's grown, varietals, taste, what's good this year, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the kind of opportunity for a social network rather than just having one to plug your product.
Okay. And it seems like there's just, you know, another new social network every day. I mean, I know there's been some acronyms like YASN, yet another social network. You know, I know you have your own now that Dotster has launched. You know, how does that sort of play in relationship to some of the other ones?
Well, again, the difference between what Dotster provides a white label social network platform that you could use as a small business or as an enterprise. And the difference between that and like a Facebook or MySpace is that it would be your own with your own branding, as I said before. And I think that if businesses really identify who their customers are, then they can create a social network that's not just one of these also-rans. If you identify who your customers are and what, as I said before, what the business need is, you can, and let them know about it, moderate it effectively, keep the content fresh, then you can create a successful community rather than just one that nobody comes to.
Okay. So any best practices on how to get started?
Yes. We recommend that you invest a little bit of time and resources in your social network. So recommend finding someone either within your organization or outsource to actually be a moderator for your site, someone who can be on the site early on to keep conversations going, to get the customers talking, to post with interesting posts, so that the social network will be a lot more effective if you have an active involvement from the company. And then once it's set up, it will move forward at a more rapid rate.
Right, so that's a good question, though. Someone from the company or someone independent, you know, where does that person normally sit, I guess, is the question. Are they in the interactive marketing department or in the PR group? Or are they, you know, corporate communications? Is it the head spokesperson for the company? I mean,
right.
Is it someone,
right,
you know, totally outside of the company that is passionate about that they've hired to do that? I mean, where's the line there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think if the company has the resources within their marketing department, as a person who knows the product and knows the customer, having that person on the boards or as a moderator is great. For a very small company, perhaps you may not have that person available to you. So that is something that, for example, Dotster is going to be able to offer, is to have a moderator for you to get you started to post content in the early days of your site to get it going. Larger companies, you know, if the CEO had time to post a blog, that would be great. If not, then certainly someone who knows the product, knows the customers, and can be actively involved.
That's interesting. And it's nice that you provide that. Okay, so to wrap it up, one piece of advice you'd give marketers when it comes to social networking, what would it be?
Let's see. My one piece of advice would be to really analyze your market and determine if social networking is good for you. And if it is, then invest a little bit of time and energy from your business in getting it started to keep it successful.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me today, Catherine. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Our listeners, now it's your turn. Let us know how you see social networking moving in your business, and if you have any questions for Catherine, we'd be glad to keep this conversation going with you online, and we'll be back again next week with another PropCast, so thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back next week on another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast.